Evans. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 20th, 1898. Dear Brother Evans, although I have written many pages today, I desire to send you a few lines. I am writing this by lamplight. I received your letters, and if I could see you, would sit down and hold conversation with you. It would give me much more satisfaction than it does to write with pen and ink. It is not best to become faint-hearted and discouraged. The Lord lives, and there is no end to His resources. We have a living Savior as our advocate. He understands all our perplexities. His invitation is yet good. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew 11, verse 28-30. We feel deeply the need of constant help from God in order to advance. If we do not advance, we retrograde. Do you, my brother, appreciate the words of Christ? He that will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8, verse 34. Is there anything in the principles of health reform taught by our people that should lead men to take the position that either to demerit it or to manifest no interest to educate the people? We are not to be false shepherds or false teachers who, in order to court the favor of the self-indulgent, speak to them words that encourage rather than repress self-indulgence and idolatry. The true witness has given those who are living in these last days a decided testimony to bear. Read Revelation 1, verse 13-18. How much this true witness has to say in reference to the work of overcoming. The Lord bade John write to the church in Ephesus. Every church has a guardian angel who is to minister to that special church. Solemn thought. These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, that walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works. Then he specifies the excellent qualities which are cherished in the church. These are qualifications which they must have, but the word of commendation changes. Nevertheless, he says, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember them from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Revelation 2, verse 1-5. That love for Jesus Christ, which embraces also the brethren, they had not cherished. And, losing the love of those for whom Christ had died, they would soon lose the love of Christ. The Savior addressed his disciples, Little children, yet a little while am I with you. Ye shall seek me, and as I said unto the Jews, Whither I go, ye cannot come, so now I say to you. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. John 13, verse 33-34. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, verse 5. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, These things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Revelation 3, verse 1-3. What was the sin of the Sardis church? It was want of love and interest to strengthen the things which remained. They were not to put down those things, but build them up on the most holy faith. Their works could not be perfect before God until they had done this work. They were to keep fresh in their memory the things they had heard and received, and were to communicate the same to others. They were themselves to hold fast and repent that they had made so little use of the truth in helping the souls that were ready to die. This work had been neglected, and they were revealing to the world that their works did not correspond with their faith. The things they had received and heard, they were to hold fast in their memory, and in love for souls, they were to communicate it. God called for repentance because of this neglect of duty, which made their work imperfect before Him. They were weighed in the balance of the sanctuary and found wanting. "If therefore thou shalt not watch," said God, "I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee." Verse 3. There is a work to be done, not only for the churches who know the reasons of our faith, but the souls that are ready to die outside the church. The light which God had given to His church is not to be hidden under a bed or a bushel. It is to be put on a candlestick, that it may shine to all that are in the house. The house represents the world. While some are looking with suspicion upon the work of Dr. Kellogg, what work are they themselves doing? Says the true witness, "Remember, therefore, how thou hast heard and received, and hold fast, and repent." Verse 3. There is to be a watching done, that we may do the work appointed to each individual soul. To every man is given his work, and if this work is neglected, then what? I leave you to answer this question before God. Is it not time that every member of our churches shall exercise his God-given talents and diffuse light and knowledge? Let not any one of our ministers or presidents of our conferences seek to stay the work that is given to all to do for those who are ready to die. Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments by contamination with the world, in dressing, in conversation, in selfishness, pride, and idolatry. And they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Verses 4 to 6. I would be pleased to write much upon this subject, which means so much to every human being upon the earth, but I cannot do this, for I have been up writing since 2 o'clock. My brother, let me tell you that you have lost precious blessings and a rich experience by not combining the health question with all your labors in the church. The people must have the light on health reform. This work has been neglected, and people are ready to die because they need the light which they ought to have and must have to cut them away from selfish indulgence. The Lord loves His people and will cooperate with them when they cooperate with Him. The work that is to be done in these lines, Dr. Kellogg is doing, and those who are standing aside to criticize should themselves be engaged in this work, asking to help souls to find the way of life. Seek the lost sheep. This is not a fanatical and superstitious work. It is the work that Christ did when He was in our world. He said, "Except a man deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me, he cannot be my disciple." See Luke 9, verse 23, 14, 27. As a people, we have advanced light, and we must communicate this light to those who are in darkness. Do not let your faith and courage fail. In the name of the Lord, and in faith, come up onto higher ground, and let the message of mercy and truth and hope be given to the people who need it. Set the church to work, and they will find that they need so much help from God, for themselves and others, which they must gain by prayer, that they will have no time to watch and criticize others. The Lord calls for workers. He calls for sincere repentance from those who have done so little of the work that the Lord has given them to do. His people are to represent the character of Christ. We have lost time, and now we need the converting power of God upon our souls that are languishing and ready to die because we have not faith and love. The temperance question covers much and must be kept before the people.